The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Hyde of Mahaska. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Ethan Forsyth, our page from Clear Lake.
Welcome, everyone, if you would join me in prayer. Beste Vader in de Himmel, we komen vandaag naar u toe als uw kinderen, of we nu de Nederlandse of een andere nationaliteit hebben, ongeacht ons ras of ons achtergrond, we komen in eenheid naar u toe. Zegen ons staat in allen steden en provincies daarin, mogen we er allemaal naar streven om van Iowa een plek te maken waar iedereen welkom is, waar we trots zijn om te wonen en waar we kunnen genieten van het leven dat u ons hebt gegeven. Vandaag danken we jullie voor de Tulip Queen en Kurt Utpella. We danken u voor zoveel nationaliteiten die ons staat hebben gestevig en sterk hebben gemaakt. We bidden u bescherming op hun festival in mei. Bescherm ons allemaal en geef ons verheist om beslissingen te nemen die in ons staat goede vruchten verbroken. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Jennery and others for House Resolution 110.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth for House Resolution 110.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. A resolution honoring the work of the Iowa SIDS Foundation. Whereas sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the unexplained death, usually during sleep, of a seemingly healthy baby less than 1 year old, and sudden unexpected infant death, SUID, is the sudden death of an otherwise healthy infant with a discernible cause. And whereas SIDS is the leading cause of death among babies between the ages of 1 month and 1 year, causing approximately 1,360 deaths in the United States in 2017, the most recent year for which statistics related to SIDS are available from the Centers for Disease Control, and
whereas the Iowa SIDS Foundation is a statewide voluntary organization founded by parents to provide emotional support to families who have suffered a loss due to SIDS or SUID and advance medical research into unexpected sleep-related infant deaths, and
whereas the Iowa SIDS Foundation provides invaluable educational resources to Iowa families, healthcare professionals, and child care providers about SIDS, safe sleep practices, and additional ways to help reduce the chance of SIDS, and
whereas the Iowa SIDS Foundation facilitates support groups and connections to resources for people of all ages and family grieving a child lost to SIDS, and
whereas the Iowa SIDS Foundation works with healthcare professionals, child care providers, emergency medical service providers, funeral directors, community groups by giving presentation and offering workshops on safe sleep training and safe sleep practices, and
whereas the Iowa SIDS Foundation helps fund medical research that seeks to discover the causes or causes of SIDS and finds a way to prevent SIDS from occurring. Now, therefore,
be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives honors the Iowa SIDS Foundation for its efforts in educating Iowans regarding SIDS, assisting Iowans impacted by SIDS, and furthering research regarding SIDS causes and prevention, and
be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be transmitted to Mr. Alan Lipsky, President of the Iowa SIDS Foundation.
Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of House Resolution 110.
The gentleman from Plymouth moves amendment, or House Resolution 110 be read for the last time. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. Congratulations on your resolution. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Kaufman for House Resolution 115.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar for House Resolution 115.
Speaker, good morning, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the past several years, it has been my honor as the representative of District 73, home of the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library, Museum, National Historical Site, to announce one of my esteemed colleagues as the recipient of the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award. Hosted by the Hoover Presidential Foundation, they opted to suspend this award last year as this body was considering and later passed the Hoover Tax Credit to aid in the first major renovation of the Hoover Library in 30 years. The Hoover family, foundation, and trustees are all very appreciative of the support shown by the Iowa legislature. COVID-19 disrupted these awards in 2020, and when she received the award back in 2020, before we get to the 2022 recipient, there was not a very big crowd here due to restrictions. So I'd like us all, before we announce the 2022 award, to again acknowledge my good friend Ruth Ann Gaines as a 2020 recipient. The Hoover Presidential Foundation established this annual award in 2007. Some might recall Representative Scott Racker as the first recipient from this body. The awards recognize one member of the Iowa House and one from the Iowa Senate who exemplify Herbert Hoover's humanitarian efforts and commitment with uncommon service to the people of Iowa. It's based on a speech Hoover delivered at Wilmington College in 1948 entitled Uncommon Men. In it, Hoover said, "Let us remember that the great human advances have not been brought about by mediocre men and women. They were brought about by distinctly uncommon men and women with vital sparks of leadership. The future of America rests not in mediocrity, but in the constant renewal of leadership in every phase of our national life." Today's recipient received a number of nominations. This is important. Received a number of nominations from both sides of the aisle. Both Democrats and Republicans nominated this individual, as well as members of the public at large. There was a common theme among them as they described this recipient, words like statesman, consensus builder, diligent and unflappable, respectful, and gentleman. The nominations all agreed that this person, who is deeply respected and is one that shows respect in return, he does not clamor for the spotlight and is dedicated to his constituents, his faith, and his state. On behalf of the Hoover Presidential Foundation, I am proud to announce the House recipient of the 2022 Uncommon Public Service Award is Representative Cecil Dolacek. Representative Dolacek, you've got some old clerks and family members that are here to enjoy this award. The list of Cecil's public achievements is very long, and for those of you who know Representative Dolacek, you'll agree his heart is focused on Iowans and making his community and state a better place. He'll become an honorary member of the Herbert Hoover Presidential Foundation for 1 year, and along with Representative Gaines and former President George W. Bush, will be honored at the foundation celebration banquet on October 7th in Cedar Rapids. Congratulations, Representative Dolacek. And before I ask you to come over and make a few remarks, Mr. Speaker, I would move House Resolution 115.
The gentleman from Cedar moves House Resolution 115. All those in favor of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The amendment, the resolution has passed. Congratulations, Representative Dolacek.
Thank you. This is going to be harder than my retirement speech, so I appreciate the honor. I appreciate my family and my former clerks and everybody. Come on over. I've sat in this chamber and listened to a lot of these and admired and respected the individuals who've been nominated, and I never anticipated being selected. I appreciate that. It's an honor that I've earned the respect of apparently the chamber and the body. And I'd like to introduce that my daughter Josie, most you met. Allie was here not too long ago. My oldest son Eric, one of my former clerks Linda Roski, and another of my former clerks Kelly Pfeiffer. Appreciate them being here. Maybe you didn't hear all that, but I've had very good clerks over the years. Most of them got hired away or did other things and have been very blessed in that respect. And my family, who supported me for the last 26 years, I appreciate them very much, and I appreciate and respect all of you, and thank you very much for this honor. It's probably not well deserved, but thank you anyway.
Congratulations again, Representative Dolacek. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Just one more congratulation, Representative Dolacek. It's very well deserved. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is both my favorite day of the session, but also it's a little bit sad because it's the last time that I'm gonna be able to do this. For those of you who were here during the morning prayer, that was a prayer in Dutch. You probably all figured that one out. And I think it's an amazing accomplishment because 100 years ago, people couldn't even speak Dutch in their church, and I was able to give a Dutch prayer on the House floor. I think that's great. But this year, that is, of course, in anticipation of introducing this year's 2022 Pella Tulip Time Queen, Sarah Gritters, and her court. These young women spend a ton of time getting ready for this event, traveling the state of Iowa, and I know one of their favorite stops every year is this in the Iowa House, and I can tell you it's also one of my favorite stops because a dirty little secret is they also bring a special box of treats, so I hope you did. For the person introducing him as well as whoever's sitting in the speaker's chair. So that's why Representative Wills clamored to get up there today. But without any further ado, I would like to introduce the Pella Tulip Time Queen, Sarah Gritters, and she's going to introduce her court.
The court and I are so honored and grateful to be here with you today. We would like to thank you for all of the time and effort you put in to making Iowa a wonderful place to live. Your investment and involvement in this state do not go unnoticed, and we deeply appreciate all that you do. Now, I would like to introduce you to my royal court and our parents. My parents are Kimberly and Matthew Gritters.
My name is Trinity Voss, and I am the daughter of Jen and Dale Voss.
My name is Ashley Utermark, and I am the daughter of Deb and Brad Utermark.
My name is Emily Buckingham, and I am the daughter of Joy and Matt Buckingham.
My name is Kelly Dykema, and my parents are Jamie and Matt Dykema.
This year marks Pella's 87th annual Tulip Time Festival. The court and I are so excited to celebrate with not only our community, but all of the guests who will be joining us as well. We hope that you will come join us on May 5, 6, and 7. Our theme this year is parades, petals, and poffertjes. If you come, you'll be able to enjoy all of those things. You can also enjoy some tasty Dutch treats, just like the ones we've brought for you today. We hope to see you in Pella for Tulip Time on May 5, 6, and 7.
Other announcements coming for the body. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Bradley. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'd like to introduce Steve and Kim Taki from Monticello, Iowa. Please welcome them. They're in the gallery behind me.
The chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. I want to introduce the Waterloo City Youth City Council. They're in the back row here. These young folks are probably more productive than our regular Waterloo City Council, and they have been working hard. You got a flyer at your desk yesterday and an email today on youth mental health and suicide prevention. So the House committee passed through unanimously House File 2294 to put the suicide prevention number on the back of IDs that didn't quite make it. So these students are here today to talk to all of you And to discuss getting that bill on standings. So they're very passionate. Out in the back, when we're going to committee and caucuses, there's a QR code back there. So just scan that with your phone, and on that will come the suicide prevention number. So the work that these students have done is phenomenal, and this will save a life in Iowa. Thank you so much, and please introduce my Waterloo Youth City Council.
The chair recognizes the lady from Worth, Representative Bloomingdale. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
I have an introduction for someone who needs no introduction, mostly just a big welcome back. Our former speaker, Linda Uppmeyer, is in the house today. If we could just have a round of applause and welcome her back.
Welcome to the House, Madam Speaker. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction and an announcement?
You are in order for both.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my extreme pleasure to introduce my way better half, Pam. Let's give her a round of applause, please. And also, the Iowa SIDS Foundation will be down in the rotunda from 9 to 11:30. There's cookies down there and also information. And you can get to talk to Pam again. She's on the State Iowa SIDS Board, so please stop by. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus at the conclusion of committee block in room 305. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans also will caucus shortly after the Ways and Means Committee block concludes this morning. And if there's no further business come before the House this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of that committee.
You've all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is recessed.